Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
This is scary. Yeah. Very scary. So the two women that live with R. Kelly claim they're in a very healthy relationship with him.
Oh, yeah.
Sat down with Gayle King as well. And I don't know why these people keep talking. You're making it worse.
Yeah.
Like, we're not having any sympathy for you or feeling like we believe you. These women come out with Gayle King, and the stuff that came out of their mouth was unbelievable and so twisted.
Yeah.
They were even telling her that their parents, first of all, the girl told her that her parents made her lie.
Oh.
About her age, and that her parents made her take sexual photos with R. Kelly when she was over 18.
Yeah, she talked about that here.
Oh,
check
good.
It out.
Let's
yeah.
hear it.
I met Robert. My parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him.
You guys don't believe this, do you?
No.
Okay.
Him, all
checking.
Kinds of stuff.
Wait. Your parents encourage you to do sexual videos
yes.
with R. Kelly?
No
yes.
way.
And they said, because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which
Bro.
Is exactly
okay, stop.
What they're doing.
So do you understand what she is so brainwashed. She's telling Gayle that she believes in her mind her parents made her take naked pictures with R. Kelly to blackmail him later in a situation like this. Like, that's what they have convinced her of. It's after her parents are working with the FBI to get her out of this place. It's insane.
I feel like, yeah, go
it's
ahead.
Insane.
No, I feel like this could be like, he says, this is our fire drill. If anything happens, this is what you say. Like, this is the script you go by.
Are you saying this is what R. Kelly planted into her
yes,
brain?
Yes, I think R. Kelly.
That's what
yes.
I'm saying.
Totally.
I'm saying, listen to what she's saying.
Yes.
We know that she, that's not true. I don't believe that for
listen,
a second.
If this happens, say that your parents told you to do
yes.
it. If that's the way we're going to have it.
That
that's we're going to spin it that
told.
Way. So
uh-huh.
you can totally deflect the blame on your
but
parents.
But hold on. I don't think that's how it was said to her. I think she believes that. That's my point.
Right.
I don't
but she
think
was
R. Kelly
led, she
said,
was led to believe that, though. From R. Kelly.
Yeah, but that's
that's going to be okay.
Yes, Riggs, but
yes.
you get what I'm saying, right?
Yes, 100%
I get what
you're saying.
She doesn't believe that.
No.
Like, she believes it because she's been told
she's
that.
She's doing the
yeah.
script.
But
yeah.
they're
yeah.
both, it's Azriel Clary
it's
and
script,
Jocelyn
though.
Savage, the two
that's
of them.
My
they're
point.
Both, yeah, they're both there defending the whole relationship,
so how
though.
How do we say this without being inappropriate? Is this a three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship with him?
Yeah.
Both
we both have our individual relationships with him, and
right.
we all are family all together. We have
oh.
our moments when we go to amusement parks all together.
I'm talking about, is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually?
Between,
well, first of all, I'm not
of
here to talk about my personal life.
Okay.
That's
and
a
I
yes.
would never share with no one what I do in or outside of the bedroom.
Well, R. Kelly
woman,
does.
I'm sure you would not either.
I'm sure. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't, but I... But,
okay, then.
But,
so,
no,
yeah.
no, you're
next
right.
question.
No, you're right. I would not, but this is a very different circumstance.
Yes.
It's not
yeah.
a different
I think it's
circumstance.
A fair question.
There are people all over the world who have multiple girlfriends.
What?
Oh, my God.
Wait. Does she think we're upset because he has multiple... Is that why she thinks we're upset? He has multiple girlfriends?
Yes.
That's what she thinks we're upset.
At the end there.
I mean,
oh.
I can't even with these idiots.
Which those sound like more things that were planted, that were kind of
they are.
Planted into her head from R. Kelly. Like, look, a lot of people have extra girls. A lot of people have many girlfriends. This is the way it works.
He's not saying that, though. That's my point. He's saying, when they ask you about our sexual life, you say you mind your own business. Lots of people have girlfriends. You listen up, woman. I can't even imagine, like... I don't think he tells them what to say. I think he just says these things to them and they believe them.
It's in their head. It's just pounded.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So yeah. So again, Gayle King, you know, she was good with it. It sounded like she
mm-hmm.
wasn't, you know, she wasn't putting up with the crap and letting them just, because this is such an important issue.
Absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't a fluff
yeah.
piece for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And R. Kelly's back. You guys talked about his back in jail, right?
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
For the payment.
For the child support.
Yeah.
God.
Because that's his problem. Child support.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. What is your good news to start the day? My good news is I came back. I made it from lacrosse without getting the measles or getting attacked. I don't think anything bad would ever happen in lacrosse, but we went to the Quick Trip factory, like where they make everything for Quick Trip.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I didn't even know that was in lacrosse, quite frankly.
Have you ever seen the show called How It's Made on TV?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where they show like skateboards being made and bikes being made. It was like being in a live version of that, like watching all the donuts go in the little flip machine and just roll down in the little grease and then flip over, go down a belt, and then get the little bath of the glazing and then go down the road.
So they make the donuts in lacrosse and then drive them to Milwaukee
they
and
make
everywhere else?
Everything in lacrosse. They make the salads, the sandwiches, the milk. They make the milk jugs.
So what time does the delivery guy leave?
They make the milk jugs. They're leaving all the time. There's like
so many questions. Yeah, like, right? How do they get them to the Quick Trip and, you know.
Because it's in lacrosse. Freaking, it's a 3 or 4 hour drive. They have stores in Iowa,
that's what I'm
Wisconsin,
asking.
And Minnesota, like 600 some stores. And they have every store has a delivery every single day from a truck. Every single day. They make their own milk. They make their own milk jugs, which is crazy. They said it makes no sense for us to ship all these empty milk jugs here. We're basically shipping air.
Yeah.
But we can buy this little tiny bag of plastic and melt it down and blow it out and make their own milk jugs. And I was like, it's this machine that makes it. It was insane. It was crazy cool. And I couldn't take my camera anywhere. So I was like, ah, damn it.
Come on, man.
That was beneficial for them.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And us.
Yeah, thanks. But it was cool. You know that everything that you eat at a Quick Trip pretty much is like the whole Nature's Choice stuff. That's all them. They make it all. It was crazy cool. So
hell to the
That's my good news. What is your good news, Gibbons?
I've got a twofer on good news, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
First of all, we are in the St. Patty's Day Parade tomorrow. One day till the St. Patty's Day Parade.
Woo! I got all my stuff out last night.
Oh, I went and got a giant green wig. I'm so excited. That's the only thing I'm telling you guys about my outfit.
All right, fine.
Second part of good news, my buddy Chris won the Best Uncle Ever Award.
Yeah.
He had his niece come to town. He lives in L.A. And he's a writer for The Late Late Show with James Corden. So he took his niece on set, and it just happened to be the same day that the Jonas Brothers were there. Mm-hmm. So his niece was like 21.
I was going to say, I was picturing a baby.
No.
I was literally picturing a two-year-old.
21-year-old college student, good-looking girl, got to meet her childhood idols, the Jonas Brothers, who just happened to be on set this day on Late Late Show with James Corden.
Look at you getting all the feels from somebody else's like random experience in another city. He's like, so this one girl that my friend is related to had this great day yesterday.
You get to meet your childhood heroes. It's an amazing thing. I was really, like, hit me in the feels. Really
I like
good.
Their new song.
Oh, yeah, it's a smash.
The Jonas Brothers.
Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is I lost 5.5 pounds.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
that's crazy.
It's 128 and a half pounds.
Right before you left yesterday, Allie, you go, oh, I got this Diet Coke. I probably shouldn't drink it because I'm about to weigh in, but I'm just going to drink it. I'm like, you're going to go there and drop a bunch of weight. And guess
and
what?
I did. But I told my sister called me. She goes, are you eating? And I go, of course I'm eating. Would you just shut up already? I go, seriously, you see how much food I pick up every week? It's all gone when I leave. Mm-hmm. I was like, and I eat other stuff on top of that. I was like, yes, I'm eating. In fact, I'm eating right now.
It's one of the worst things to say to somebody that's losing weight, because you eat something, you're too skinny.
You
no, she knows what she's doing right for her body,
or
obviously.
Or they think that I'm like losing too much weight, but guess what? I didn't lose any weight last week. I stayed the same.
Uh-huh.
So when somebody texted me yesterday and said, I only lost 2 pounds this week, and I lost three last week, and you know what I wrote her back? I said, well, I lost 5 in the past 2 weeks, too. Look at us. We're exactly the same.
Exactly.
I was like, there you go.
There you go. Good news, though. Congrats.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. This happened around Walker's Point area, around 5th and Bruce Streets at like 2 a.m. So the driver didn't notice this damage to his car right away. He just wakes up in the morning, gets ready to go to work, and looks in his back seat and finds out his window has like literally come out and is in his back seat.
What?
He was like, what?
Hell?
Gets out, looks, and he can see that his car has been backed into, and he can see yellow paint. From whatever it is that had hit him.
Uh-oh.
So he starts digging and finds some security footage. Turns out there was a city plow. It was a contractor.
Dude, the way Rick sits, clearing. He sits so low, all I can see are his eyes, like the guy in Home Improvement.
He can see me here.
No. It's
so
like the guy in Home Improvement. Riggs talks
Wilson.
To me all day like he's talking to me over a fence.
Wilson.
And I can't take it anymore.
Like
I
Wilson.
I am losing it, dude.
Nobody can see
so
me,
anyway,
but yes.
Go
yes.
ahead. Yes.
So he figures out that a public worker hit his car, a snowplow, while it was clearing the lot. It's literally backs into his car, and you can see the security footage backing into it, and then you can see the headlights from the vehicle looking at it as though the person know that they hit it.
And then they left.
So the snowplow driver hit him and left, and it's all on video. And so now what?
Well, now they have to find the guy. The police are looking into it. He's already paid like $250 to replace the window. He could face like $1,000 more in damages. The city said that it's
what's
a contractor
guy.
What's
the look into? Go find the damn plow guy.
They got to find the guy is what they're looking into.
Can't
now.
Be that hard.
Well, dude, there's been so much bad press for the public works this week. First, all the snow plows that aren't out downtown because their contract ran out. But now they're out, but they're running into people. What the hell's up with these guys?
Oh, this was like recently?
Yeah. Well, this is Monday. Like-
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday morning. Mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So, dozens, and that's a lot. Dozens of employees at Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago have been fired now because they all accessed Jussie Smollett's hospital records when they weren't allowed to, which violates, obviously, the institution's rules. We have HIPAA. People cannot look at their file.
Yeah.
Sure as hell can't go into a computer and look at them. Well, they sure did, and the hospital can see everyone that accesses the files.
Of course.
The ability to do that. So, now dozens. So, like I said,
it's multiples
least,
of 12, so at least 24, I would say.
Well, that's why I said, when they said dozens, I said over 30, probably.
Good God.
I said, they all got fired for looking at the records without authorization. The hospital will not comment, but... I also know that yesterday the Chicago police reported they're opening their own internal investigation into all the leaks that are getting out that aren't true, because they said not only is someone leaking things out of the police department, they're not even true half the stuff.
Yeah.
So they're basically investigating themselves now because of the Jussie Smollett case. But props to the hospital. I mean, I actually shouldn't say props to the hospital, because the hospital knows they'd be sued so hard if they didn't fire these people.
Very true.
It had nothing to do with other than protecting themselves, but there are federal laws that say, you know, I guess some of the workers, they scrolled past the records and didn't view them, is what some people are trying to claim.
Oh, come
on. The federal laws limit, you know, who has access to those, so that doesn't even make any sense. Basically, people are just lying.
Didn't something like this happen when one of the Kardashians or somebody was having a baby and one of the nurses leaked something? Yeah, it happened to you, too.
It happened to me in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
A nurse got fired for giving some of my personal information.
Oh, because it was like Allie from the radio?
Really? And I didn't have anything to do with it. But the hospital investigated it without me even knowing, because they heard me say that somebody had texted and I had my baby like minutes after I had given birth at night.
And very few people are privy to that type of information.
This has happened years ago. I feel weird even talking about it, because it's so awkward for me. But like at the time, the hospital, like, I didn't even know they did an investigation. And a nurse got fired for looking at my, or not necessarily, I don't know what she did, but she had essentially told some of my personal information that I had had my baby to somebody that didn't work there. And that got back on the text line to our radio station. I mean, it's a crazy story when you hear it. And then she asked me to go ask the hospital to get her job back. She showed up to a live broadcast I had.
No way!
This is years ago. I can't believe I'm telling you this on the air. She showed up, this is over six years ago. She showed up and asked me to go ask for her job back. And I said, but your job, you broke the law. Like, you can't tell people, you can't, it's your job to not share people's
there's a federal law in place.
Why would I go ask to get, but at the time people weren't getting fired yet for this.
Right.
Now it's like, boom,
and that's,
boom,
and
boom,
this
boom.
Was Allie Faith with a baby in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now think about Jussie Smollett coming there with a national case where people are probably paying for information. Like, hey,
only
if you can tell us something.
Only one person cared about me. Jussie Smollett went in there
dozens,
and everybody's
dozens.
Talking about it. You know, but I'm glad they fired the hospital workers in Chicago for accessing his medical records, because that's we're supposed to be. That's how we get protected and we get our privacy. Is from HIPAA.
Famous or not famous, anybody should
you
have the right to
privacy.
Be privacy. Yes, anybody
think
should.
All the people that have seen his stuff now that is so personal.
And they tell one person who tells one person who tells
everybody
one person.
Everybody knows.
Whisper down the lane. Yep.
So true.
Oh, God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. What the hell did you do to my desk?
You didn't notice anything?
I don't notice anything right now.
Then I did nothing.
Oh, yes, man. The psychological warfare is on.
I'm learning from R. Kelly.
Sweating right now.
Oh, man.
What are you learning from R. Kelly?
Psychological warfare.
Oh, like, perfect.
As Devin said.
Uh-huh.
No, but seriously, so yesterday I had to do a public affairs interview with a friend of mine who runs a foundation, the Beat Goes On Foundation, which is both of her kids have a form of heart disease. You know, they found out when they were like 1 year old, they've had heart transplants.
Wow.
So I'm talking to her, and we start chit-chatting, because this is what we do. You get two women in a room, and we're like... Blah, 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 blah.
Before you get to the business, you got to have girl talk for an hour.
So I said, hey, before we record this interview for Sunday morning for this public affairs show that runs on Kiss FM, I need to go get some headphones. So let me go get in Riggs' desk. And so she's standing there, and I'm like, oh, there's a key right here. See, I'm going to show you where the key is. And I'm like showing her. And I'm like, and now I'm going to open the drawer.
He's starting to sweat. I can see the sweat forming on his brow.
So I'm like, let me open the drawer to Riggs' desk, and she's watching all this, and I go, and now I'm going to pull them out, and I go, and watch, he's going to notice that I used them. He's going to know somebody opened his drawer. He's going to know somebody was in his desk. And she goes, dude, move something. Just move something to screw with him. I go, yeah, he's that guy where I said I'd do that and just to screw with him, and I'll like videotape it and send it to him just to go, look, I moved something on your desk because Riggs is a freak and he'll drive him crazy. So, and I think it's funny, right? Because it's so insane. So I used your headphones. I did not do anything bad to them. I put them back.
Did you wrap them in the proper way? Because headphones have to be put away the right way. Usually headphones have the long cord. And some people will wrap them around the actual earphone part of them. Thank you. Like a savage. Our intern Jack almost did that. And
that's an inside thing for like headphone radio people, though. You know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, and moving things on my desk isn't inside enough. You psychological warfare, Mueller F, really?
I'm just saying. When people grab their iPhone headphones, they just grab them in a bunch. I mean, we're not
well, yes, those are cheap headphones. Those are cheap headphones. These are good studio quality headphones.
Yes, and they have wires. And I wish we could do the wireless like everyone else.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
So she said, make sure you bring up tomorrow morning and see if Riggs noticed that you were at his desk, that you had moved things, that you had touched things. So I think that's funny because you didn't even notice.
No, I bet I can go back there now and pay attention. I will notice.
Well, of course you'll notice because I told you.
Oh, yeah? Hey, Riggs.
Oh, is this confession time?
I bet you.
Is this confession time?
I bet you right now,
what?
If you were to go to your desk, the same desk that Allie messed with yesterday, you will not notice the thing that I did to your desk. Because I do sneaky things that you won't notice for months.
Can you write it down and give me to me on a piece of paper?
No, I know his hints. I know what Gibbons does because I've found some of the things that you've done. Gibbons writes inappropriate notes on my Post-its.
He's trying to read your Post-it. Cover it up.
He'll go into my Post-its. He'll flip through like five
that's
or six
it?
Down, and he'll write very horribly, wildly inappropriate things.
But that's in your handwriting. He would know that was you.
I know, but I want him to know. And you know what I do, Allie? I write this like screwed up stuff and then the date. So he'll see four months from now that yesterday I wrote a wiener on his Post-it notes with the date.
Men are so stupid.
We are dumb.
Yes, we are.
By the way, you can text in at 71037 or always call at 414-799-1037 if there's anything your coworkers do to screw with you because they think it's funny. Because I think it's hysterical that Riggs goes nuts when somebody touches his desk or moves something
I like
on
things
it.
In
so
a very, I put my things in particular places. I have things there. I put them places for a reason.
This is a step up for you. I think you're moving forward.
You think?
That you're not obsessing over something so stupid.
Allie,
I think it's actually a good thing.
You wait. We're going to turn these microphones off. He's going to run out of this room, go
100%.
To his desk, and go Office Space style and start ripping stuff out, smashing things.
I'm going to get blamed for all the stuff I didn't do now.
You will.
You see, like, somebody else went in there and stole something probably from his desk. But I had nothing to do with that.
Something I've been doing on my desk that people are messing with all the time. I don't know who, but I've been paying attention. There's a little change dish on my desk with some pennies.
That's not me. I swear to God,
I would
be honest.
But there's pennies in there, and I'll put silver change in there every once in a while, like some
quarters.
Somebody's
stealing your money?
It'll go away, and
no
then it'll come
way.
Back. And then it'll go away, and somebody's like using it as a communal dish.
Dude!
It's fascinating to see how it eats into it, and there'll be like way less change, and then the next couple days later, there's more change in there. Somebody's using it as their own personal little change bank on my desk. And it's fascinating to watch. I don't care because it's like 40, 80 cents maybe that's being used around.
No, it's the principle,
It is.
I think it's crazy that they're replacing it. That actually is kind of a stand-up person, even though they're stealing
from
you and then replacing it.
That's why I don't make a big deal of it, because somebody's trying to make good on it.
I have to read these two texts.
Go ahead.
Jeez.
It says, I'm just like Riggs. I'm a teacher, and everything has its place. My students move my things around just to mess with me.
Uh-huh.
And then finally, the second text I want to read, get ready for the cringing.
Oh, God.
It says, says things about my coworkers. When your coworker cheats with your wife.
Oh, criminy.
Oh. That's taking things a bit far. Let's just move things around
could
on the
imagine,
desk.
You know, it's one thing when you're... It's one thing when your significant other has an affair at work. Imagine them... I never thought about that. Imagine them cheating with your coworker.
Whoa.
Like, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Because then you got to leave your marriage and your job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
And Riggs has never thought about having his Post-it screwed with and his headphones screwed with being a good thing before until this moment.
Thank you for just doing that, Allie.
Man.
Oh, that would be the... I thought it was bad enough when they cheat at their own damn work. You come into my work and screw somebody? It's on.
Very awkward, yes. It's FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I did it last year and laughed about it.
Now
I'm the bad guy. Yes, 100%.
Well, things are different now.
Oh, I'm sure.
How different things.
Well,
they are.
We're not as dumb. We're not as ignorant.
Yeah, we are. We're still just as dumb.
You mentioned our sexual parts on International Women's Day.
Right, but there's other things that women have done.
That's right.
There's other things that women have done.
You're killing me with the awkward.
For the first time ever, NASA's doing an all-female spacewalk, so they got women walking in space now, an all-female crew. The women that are walking in space, women that are manning it, womening it, from Houston as well. And then Captain Marvel is the big movie coming out this weekend.
Yeah, dude.
Did you see that?
The first female lead, right?
Female Marvel lead,
oh,
yes.
Wow.
Because he had Wonder Woman, which was DC, so this is Marvel's first step into having a female lead.
That's cool.
Yes, and we actually caught up with the cast.
Oh, we did?
Yes, the cast. Samuel L. Jackson and Brie Larson tried to get some spoilers out of him from the movie, which is in theaters today, I believe, tonight, for Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
You want to go see it?
I want
this to be the first Marvel movie that we can get you to sit all the way through. And I bet you will, too.
I will, because there's a woman leading it, and it's about time. I mean, how many dudes have led it for years and years and years?
Allie's date night with our boss. I'm going to have to see the Marvel. I'm going to see Captain Marvel.
Our boss loves it.
You hear that? You can see our exclusive interview with Brie Larson and Samuel Jackson. It's up at 1037kissfm.com. It's a screenshots featured, sponsored by Disney. Check it out right there at 1037kissfm.com. We tried to get spoilers, but I don't think that they were going to budge.
I don't think they were. So, no.
Probably not, though.
No.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so we got the second part of the interview where Gayle King got to interview the women that are living with R. Kelly, who are clearly brainwashed. But let's just start first with Gayle talking to her coworkers about what happened during the interview, if R. Kelly was even around. Here's what she said.
The team had told us that R. Kelly would not be in the room after the interview started. He was around the corner behind them. They couldn't see him. But at points during the conversation, he would call very loudly like that. So they were aware that he was there.
He wanted them to know that he tried to stop the interview backstage a couple times.
Yeah, a couple of times. R. Kelly came up to him and said, should I stop this interview? Should I stop this interview? He never did. So the girls at some point were certainly aware that he was there. And I just wanted to say, as a mother, get your things. Let's go. You are 21. You are 23. And he is 52 years old.
Hell yeah, dude.
I missed that the first time I heard that. She said, as a mother, I wanted to say, grab your things, let's go.
Uh-huh.
I've got all the goosebumps from the mom
Seriously.
Feels right now. Gayle, yes, honey.
Tell him. Yes, honey.
Uh-huh.
Yes, Gayle.
Damn. So she actually did interview the two women who claim that they're not being held against their will.
Yeah.
But it's awkward. So let's hear them.
Yeah. Without being inappropriate, is this a... three-way relationship, or do you each have a separate relationship with him?
Yeah,
we both have our individual relationships with him, and
we
all are family all together. We have our moments where we go to amusement parks all together.
Ugh. I'm talking about is it a three-way sexual relationship?
Sexually?
Well, first of all, I'm not here
to talk about my personal life, and I would never share with no one what I do in or outside of the bedroom.
That's a yes.
And as a woman, I'm sure you would not either.
Yes. No, I wouldn't, but...
Okay, then.
Next question. No, you're right. I would not.
Okay, then trying to mic drop her.
Different circumstance.
It's not a different circumstance. There are people all over the world who have multiple girlfriends.
What?
Dude.
I wanted people to hear Gayle, you know, telling her what's up, because she did. She was like, no, not the same.
It's a different situation.
Well, first of all, when it's... First, you see, the show's like Sister Wives. They're like, hell no, we don't sleep together. Like, they're open about it. So when you won't answer, that's that you're saying yes. But here's why she really probably doesn't want to answer, because let's not act like she's making that choice. Like, she's deciding what sexual thing she's doing. I mean, we've heard the stories. We know that R. Kelly's running the show. I mean, I don't really, I think that's really what's being dug up. I mean, so anyway. And then, but then they're so delusional that they actually believe that their parents are against them. Listen to this.
Yeah. When I first met Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait. Your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos with R. Kelly?
Yes. And they said, because if they ever have to blackmail him, what they're trying to do now, they can use it against him, which is exactly what they're doing.
It's such a calculated story by R. Kelly. You can tell that was like told to them and they believe it. It's insane.
Like halfway through that clip, did either of you two clear your throat? Because I swear to God, I heard a throat clear or a cough in the background. I swear to God.
R. Kelly's like,
really?
Play that clip again.
Okay, here it goes.
No way.
Robert, my parents told me to lie about my age. So when I met him, he thought that I was 18. On top of that, when I was 17, my parents were actually making me, trying to get me to take photos with him, take sexual videos with him, all kinds of stuff.
Wait. Your parents encouraged you to do sexual videos with R. Kelly?
Yes.
You hear it?
And they said,
that was her.
That was her.
Oh.
That was the other girl in the room.
Okay, I heard a throat clearing.
As a woman throat, can you hear it?
Which is exactly what they're doing.
I think that, you know, the parents clearly have spoken out and said this is absolutely untrue. The parents are working with the FBI to try to get their damn daughter out. That is true, but I think what's scary is that he's put that in their head and they actually believe that. They're repeating it now, and their poor parents are just trying to save their child, and he's such a sick POS that he's sitting there telling them these things about their own parents to protect himself, R. Kelly is.
There's going to be people who defend him and say, well, the girls came out and said he didn't do anything. When Gayle King came out herself and said he was right behind them the entire time.
It's creepy. Yeah.
Coughing and prompting them.
The people that are defending him are the same as the girls right now. They believe they're in that state of mind that he couldn't possibly do this thing. He's such a good person.
It's psychological.
He could never do this. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to believe it. And that's part of it. And then they see one side of him that he's a nice guy for 5 seconds in the day. And then they go, but I care about him. He's so nice. It's part of the abuse like cycle. You know what I mean?
Go away, R. Kelly.
Disgusting.
Glad he's back in jail, though, for the child support stuff.
Yeah, go straight to jail and go to hell.
Do not collect any money.
Amen.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. Missed connections from Craigslist.
Hey, girl. What's up, girl? What's going on, girl?
Creep.
Ah!
Good.
Where's the awkward when you need it,
Kevin? Oh, my God.
The only thing that's awkward is you.
Whatever you say.
The guy in Craigslist who calls someone a McDonald's hottie.
Ooh.
He said, you said the word like probably 100 times while you took my order at McDonald's, and it was McDorable. Let's say I have a McCrush on you.
Oh, gosh.
I have a super appetite for your supersized booty.
Oh.
And I was afraid to stare into your...
Oh, that's a real turn on.
I was afraid to stare into your eyes for fear of myself getting lost in them. Yes, I'm shaped like Grimace, but I have the zesty spirit of Ronald McDonald.
Oh, this dude's weird.
I don't want to say what McDonald's you work at, because I don't want to get you in trouble. So let's say this. You gave me something extra in my value meal.
Oh.
Tell me what it is so I know it's you. And if you're wondering, this is the guy who loves Hillary Duff just as much as you do.
Let me break it down.
Had a conversation about Hillary Duff?
What
are you going to break down?
In
which part?
This guy's mind, these women are having a conversation that goes like this. Oh my God, Ashley, this guy at McDonald's saw me and he said I had a big ass. And it was great.
Oh my
God. I was so loving it that he said I had a big butt. I want to go out with him, but he looks like Grimace. So it's going to be great.
And he likes Hillary Duff just like I do.
Is that what he thinks they're talking about?
He does, yes.
Does he think, okay.
That's what everybody on Craigslist thinks.
Weirdo.
But they're all wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll find love. Probably not, though.
I don't think so.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know, every Friday around this time, we like to do this little thing called...
Yes.
Well, that's where we go back and forth around the room. We tell dad jokes, but it's commonly known as... Oh, damn it. I screwed the whole thing up.
Dad joke Friday!
There, that'll work.
Way to bring
dad
it back
joke
around.
Friday!
Dad jokes, they're bad jokes. But you are the judge this morning, Demi. Demi, where are you calling from, by the way, Demi?
I am calling from, well, I hail from Hale Corners.
Ah, she hails from
the
Hales.
By the radio station.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so here's the way it works. You are allowed to laugh at our jokes. We will go around the room. If you laugh at one of our jokes, it counts as a point. The first one to get 3 points wins. Gibbons was the winner last week. We don't know how he won.
Well, yesterday he was claiming something happened to the trophy, and I never heard a word about it then.
Bro.
Yeah, what happened to the trophy, by the way? Because Gibbons said that it went missing at some point.
Yeah, I came back. I left it here Friday to leave it bugged if anybody was going to talk smack on me. I was recording to see if anybody was going to talk smack.
I'm sure with your high-tech camera system you purchased, yeah.
I came back on Saturday to get it, and the damn thing was gone. And then I couldn't find it, and then it shows up on Friday. I think it was hiding from me, or somebody
took it.
I don't know.
Who would take it for 4 days?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew, but I'm going to find out. I'll get Investigator Allie on the case.
I don't care that much.
She doesn't.
You know what? I'm booked. I can't have time. I can't take that case on.
She can't do any more pro bono cases,
I got
cases,
too many
Gibbons.
Cases.
All right. So, Gibbons, go ahead and go first since you were the winner last week for Dad Joke Friday.
All right. Did you guys, you want to hear a joke about construction?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm still working on it, guys. Sorry.
She didn't laugh. Close.
All right.
She laughed after the fact.
Wait. She wasn't even...
Does it count if I'm laughing at my own response?
She's laughing. I love this girl. She's laughing at herself.
No. You laughed at yourself.
You're right in my lane, girl.
Man. You have to laugh at one of us for it to count. So, no, it does not count.
Damn. All right.
All right, Allie, go ahead.
Clarification. All right. Okay. Go for it.
You guys, I tried to make reservations at the library, but wasn't able to. They were completely booked. All right.
Decent.
You tried.
How about I told my date to meet at the gym and she never showed up? I guess the two of us are never going to work out.
I like that one.
Man.
Point, I'll take it.
Delayed nice. Reaction.
Riggs got a point.
All right, Gibbons.
All right. Why did the butter not take the part in the new movie?
Why?
It didn't like the role it was being offered.
Ooh.
All right.
Damn.
Allie?
All right. What do you call an acid with attitude?
An acid with attitude.
A mean O acid.
Ooh.
That's a thinker.
I almost laughed.
All right.
Well, that doesn't do me any good, girlfriend, okay? So stop rubbing it in, okay?
Tough judge this week for
her. She's a riot. Yeah, she's a riot.
Hey, Demi, how do you make holy water? You boil you boil the hell out of it.
I love that one.
She is funny.
Does that
seriously
count?
Oh, that definitely counts. Oh, that counts.
When you scream I love that one, I think you get a point.
Yes. 2 points for Riggs.
All right. What's happening? I don't know how this is happening. I never win. Gibbons, go ahead.
Girlfriend's a nut, man. I'll tell you, what do snowmen eat for breakfast?
I don't know.
Frosted flakes. Boom! All right!
Point for Gibbons.
I'm
on the board.
She's laughing at the dumbest one.
She's one of our people.
Well, think of some dumber
she's
jokes, then.
She's one of our people. Uh-huh. He just called you one of the dumb people.
Hey, I'm fine. As long as I'm part of some group.
Hell yeah.
All right. What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
I don't know.
A Roman Catholic. She's a roaming around, y'all.
That's a good one.
God,
a good Catholic joke on the first Friday of Lent. Mm-hmm. The Jew comes through with a Catholic joke.
Well, it was only appropriate.
I'm just saying.
All right. The Mexican magician tells the audience he's going to disappear on the count of three. He goes uno, dos, and then poof, he disappears without a trace.
I love that one too.
Oh my God, is this me?
He actually won. This never happened.
Oh my
happened.
God, I've won in like 5 weeks.
Dude!
Demi, I love you for laughing at my stupid jokes. We want to thank you for calling in and pretending to be Demi and not Riggs' mom.
Thank you.
We know who you are.
I love
you. We know that you're masked and you're really his mother. We got it. That's why you died laughing. Riggs, you're so funny.
You see all the conditions I have to work in? Even when I succeed, they still make it look
and
bad.
And so hostile.
Mama Riggs, the next time you call in, use a name that's not your name, Debbie, with just an M.
It's not
Debbie.
Mother.
All right, Debbie, we're on to you.
Demi is not my mother.
But I'm fine. thought you guys were going to think my name was Debbie because I swear every time I'm on the phone and I say, yes, my name is Demi, they go, oh, Debbie, all right.
That's easy to miss here.
Nah, but not here.
Not here. We know you, Demi. Excellent. Demi, thank you for being the judge for Dad Joke Friday this week.
Facebook As Live, you Gibbon can see all
says,
the jokes.
Yeah. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut for Dad Joke Friday. Thanks, Demi.
Oh, my God. You should hire her if you ever do a stand-up show. She thinks you are hysterical, dude.
Demi?
I'll do it.
Riggs said thank you for being his number one fan.
Yes, thank you, Demi.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Children, shut up. It's time for Hell to the No. Jesus.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
You're weird.
You're allowed to be yourself, Gibbons.
Whatever, dude. Yes, you can be yourself. Just don't go in a room with other people.
I will sing to myself now. You guys are missing out
go
on
do
my
it at
beautiful
the
voice.
Not even singing.
Go do it at the DMV and see what happens.
Oh, dear God. No thanks. No, 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 no thank you.
799-1037. You can always text to 71037. Gibbons, you want to go with Health of the No? Go ahead.
Did you guys see what happened to J-Matt last night?
No, please.
J-Matt, guy?
The guy who was on After Us, he's out living his life, right? Having a good old time out at an event.
Yeah.
Comes out and finds that his car got hit while he was in the bar. His side mirror is all smashed and broken.
Oh, damn.
Person didn't leave a note. Not a nothing. No big deal on this person's part. Now my boy, our homie's going to have to pay that out of pocket.
You got to leave
you?
A note.
Don't you call insurance and like... That can get taken care of by your insurance?
If it's worth it with your deductible, yeah. But
I
sometimes it's not worth it, depending on how his insurance is. But without a police report or anything, you can't really prove it's your word against theirs.
Sucks.
The worst. Do you have a hell to the no, Allie?
I do not. Thanks for asking. I lost 5 pounds yesterday. I'm in a good mood.
That's a hell to the yes.
But thanks for asking. What's your hell to the no?
When I was at Quick Trip facilities yesterday and they wouldn't let me take a donut directly off the line because it was unsanitary.
Come on. I would eat a donut off the ground.
I would too.
And I do keto, okay? What does that tell you?
They had a bunch in a big bin afterwards. They were like, oh, those are the bad ones. And I go, there are no bad donuts.
Hell no.
Those are the imperfect donuts.
Donuts over everything.
Don't ever let me work in a donut factory.
Dude, I'll eat trash donuts. I don't care. Donuts all day over everything.
So did George Costanza, remember?
Yes. Out of the trash.
On Seinfeld, he picks food out of the trash. It's
it was
a
on top
episode.
Of the trash. Oh. No one else touched it. 799-1037. We have phone calls.
We do.
Good morning, Kiss FM. What is your hell to the no?
My hell to the no is that my supposed, and I put quotes around, partner went out of town last weekend and said he would be home by Wednesday. It's Friday. He's not home yet, so I mommed it hard all week by myself.
Mommed it.
Okay, now you have kids, too. What do you mean he didn't come home? Like, didn't tell you and just didn't show up?
No, this is pretty typical for him, though. Something always happens. It's weather. It's traffic. Now, this time, almost excusable. His elderly dad was in the hospital, and it was, oh, he'll be released tomorrow. No, he'll be released tomorrow.
Stop. Let me get this straight. FBI Allie's on the case.
Oh, boy.
You're telling me that your husband calls you and says he can't get back to town on a regular basis because of this and that, and this time he was in the hospital?
This time it was kind of legitimately, but at the same time, I'm like, you know that your dad's been in and out of the hospital. He lives out of state. He's gone to help him before.
Oh, they're not together.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just a piece of trash, this guy.
But we both have different jobs and things, and they do take us both out of town. But he can drop at a hat and go, I'm out, and he leaves, whereas I have to plot and plan.
What do you mean?
Out.
Like when your kids have doctor's appointments and things they have to get to.
Oh,
and
I have
you,
to pick up work.
Oh, yeah, and you rearrange your whole schedule, but the father doesn't rearrange anything. That never happens to me ever.
Right.
That's I just said this the other day.
Sure, we need to drink.
Oh, girl, please. I could drink all day about this. But it's International Women's Day, which is ironic because I just said the other day, like a lot of dads don't even think to take off for doctor's appointments yet. I have to rearrange my entire life every time my kid has something. Mm-hmm. But yet, you don't see many dads rearrange their whole life or make it work. They just go, hey, I can't make it. I have to work. Could you imagine if I said that?
God.
I can't make it. I got to work.
Hey, thanks for calling this morning. With your help to the know. Appreciate you listening.
We got to get to a point where we're all on the same page.
Co-parenting?
With the parenting.
What the hell?
The dudes are stepping up as much. Yeah.
No. Keisha, good morning. Keisha, do you got a help to the know?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
So we're watching a nice little movie, me and my youngest son, he's three.
Yeah.
And we're eating snacks at night. You know, when they little, they give you what they don't like out of the snack.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
so
girl.
He gives me something, and I'm like, ah, oh, you didn't like it? He's like, no, it's a booger.
Oh, classic boy. Is he a boy, little boy?
Yep, it's a boy.
Total
you know
boy
what,
move.
Girl? You just reminded me. I could tell. I could count. Well, I couldn't count on any hands or fingers. It would take all day how many times I tell my kids to get their finger out of their nose.
Dude, I know you're little nasty.
All the time.
I'm 36 years old and I put my finger on my nose. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. As long
yes,
as you wash your hands.
Is.
Wash your hands
yeah,
afterwards.
Well, you tell them that next time they're picking their booger in the studio.
I'm going to vomit. Seriously.
Hey, wash your hands afterwards. You're fine, man. Keisha, thanks for calling. Appreciate
you
listening.
God.
Alicia.
I say get a tissue.
Well, that too. Alicia, good morning. What's your hell to the no?
Hi, yeah.
Hi.
So
no boogers.
Me and my husband were about to have to work, leave the house, and next thing you know, I supposed to smell something funny, and it's me holding my daughter, and she had pooped all over herself. On her back.
Ooh, a blowout.
That's
a diaper blowout.
It's like when you use the whole thing of wipes and you're annoyed. You had to use the whole thing of wipes.
Oh. I literally did.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. Then you're mad. You got to buy more.
Yeah.
Girl, been there. Rid. I feel for you.
Bull.
Thanks
love
for
you guys.
Love you too, Alicia. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling with Hell to the No. We do it every morning around 7:45. Wow, boogers and blowouts.
Ugh.
What a Friday.
What a Friday.
Enjoy your bagel.
Yes. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Okay, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 15-1. Try to stump him. Do you think of someone famous, like one of the Kardashians or, I don't know, Justin Timberlake? You can guess who you're thinking of using only yes and no questions. Hey, Gibbons the Great, come on in here.
Hello, hello, hello.
We got our friend Missy from Germantown on the phone. Missy, how you doing?
I'm doing fabulous, thank you.
Good. It's nice when someone from Germantown calls. Usually the Germantown people don't like us.
Well,
some of them don't.
Oh, come on now.
What's new? I spend every day there now, though, shopping, so you're welcome. I'm adding to your
your economy.
Your economy, yes. And everything else.
Yeah.
Shop jerk.
That's my sorry about that.
Shop German, shop local. All right. Missy versus Gibbons the Great. You ready to go?
Ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Missy, is this someone that is real?
Yes.
Perhaps you've got a female on your brain at the moment.
No.
Could you be thinking of somebody that is older than 40?
Yes.
Has the person on your mind already died?
No.
Could you possibly be thinking of someone who's known as an actor?
Kind of.
Is this a white person, perhaps?
Yes.
Maybe this person's known for being in Funny Things?
Yes.
Maybe you got a stand-up comedian on your mind?
He kind of thinks he is.
Is this somebody who's from a television series?
Yes.
Maybe this television show takes place in New York?
No.
Could this person maybe host some television shows?
Yes.
Does the name of the character on your mind appear in the title of a TV show?
Yes.
Oh, all right. So let me figure it out here. Let me clear out my crystal ball and make sure. You got a comedian on your mind, Mr. Dimitri Martin?
No.
I know who that is, but no, that's not Dimitri Martin. Who are you thinking of?
Adam F. Goldberg.
Adam F. Goldberg from the Goldbergs, dude.
How could
the show is named after him.
He's from Philadelphia.
Come on, Gibbons.
But him not in West Philadelphia, born and raised.
No.
He spent most of his days on the playground.
Don't try to twist this into a Fresh Prince joke. It's not going to work. You lost, Gibbons the Great.
Fail.
You
big
lost.
Fail.
Missy, thanks for playing. You stumped him with Adam
Thank
F. Goldberg.
And he was a producer for Community.
Oh,
I'm a failure in a bumblecloud. What can I say?
That's okay. It was fun.
Thanks for playing, Missy.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
15 wins, only one loss, or two losses now for Gibbons the Great. That's two. You watch yourself, Bumbleclot. Watch yourself. We play every morning around the same time on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
The Riggs family is getting we're getting a new family member, a new car, a new vehicle.
Did you just get a new car?
No, I'm getting
Am
one today. No, well. My wife got a new car. Hers was on the fritz. Mine has now been driven into the ground. I've decided that the repairs now exceed the actual value of the car, so it's time to get something else. But I'm realizing in shopping for a car that every time you look for a certain model, you're always going to find a guy or a girl that has a problem with that car or knows someone that had a problem with that car.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Always. It always feel like I was looking at Mazda SUVs. Mm-hmm. They have these ones called the CX-9s and the mm-hmm. CX-5s. So uh-huh. I was talking to somebody about Mazdas, and they went, oh, you got to stay away from Mazdas. I had a friend that had a Mazda, broke down all the time. They just had something fixed. And I was like, all right.
Now you can't get the Mazda.
Now I started looking at something else. I was like, oh, I'm looking at getting a Jeep. I wanted to get a Grand Cherokee. And I had like married this car that I wanted to get. I'm even going to look at it today. Talked to a guy in the office this morning. He was like, oh, I'd be careful with Chryslers. I have a Chrysler. I have a Chrysler minivan, and I just had four more problems on my Chrysler minivan. And you know, Chrysler makes the same. The same company makes them.
That same guy in the office talked me into talking my girlfriend out of getting a Chrysler minivan. This guy hates Chryslers.
He does.
Anti-Chrysler.
He is anti-Chrysler. But I feel like everybody's against you to get a car. But you just need to get something that's good for you, that you feel comfortable in, that fits your budget. Because everybody's trying to get me to spend more money to get something I don't want to get.
But I actually don't agree with you. I think you should listen when people tell you they've had trouble with brands. Because I... What have I said? I'm on my second Kia. And what have I said repeatedly about the problems I have not had with it?
Yeah.
How long it has lasted, how little I have paid, and how everyone thinks they're crap, and I have had the least problems out of most people I know. I really do think you should take advice sometimes. Now, that doesn't mean somebody didn't get a bad egg, okay?
Right.
It happens. It happens.
You're always going to get a bad egg.
Yeah. But I do think there's something to taking advice from people you actually know about these things versus like the internet.
Right.
Yeah. I've talked to people you know.
The first
I've talked to two people that I know about Fords, and they were both saying how Ford Escapes, and they were like, those are terrible. And I was like, well, how did I drive mine to 180,000 miles?
Well, you did, but you kept getting it fixed, so they had a point.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
I don't
but
think
any,
they were that off.
But my thing is, any car you're going to have is going to inevitably have repairs at some point in time.
And
it's just a matter of how many and when.
Yes.
And social media shows that we are more likely to share negative stories than positive stories.
That's
so
why
people
I can't,
want to tell you
I
how much it sucks.
I can't read reviews online because nine times out of ten, they're all negative.
Well, and
nobody's
they could be
gonna go
planted nowadays. That's what we know about technology is that there's anti-campaign ads. So somebody from another company could start an anti-campaign ad on one page, and then you wouldn't even be reading real stuff. That's why I said ask people you actually know.
So I'm looking at a car today. I'm having it looked at by my mechanic. He's going to give it a once-over, and if I like it, I'm going to buy it. And I'm not going to tell anybody about it until
say,
I get it.
I was going to say, what is it?
I'm not going to tell you because I used to have one.
I got to know. I got to know now.
It's a Jeep. I'm looking to get it. I want to get a Grand Cherokee. I found a good one. I think I found a great deal on one.
Riggs.
What?
Riggs, I had the worst experience with Jeeps. Like,
shut
it's
up
the
right
ten-
now,
terrible.
I will come
after
you.
I told them I didn't have that experience. I just had no damn leg room in those things. I tried one, man.
No, you know what? My mom actually has a Jeep, a 2007
and
Jeep.
And she's 5 feet tall, Gibbons.
No. She loves it. That thing has been through hell and back and just won't die. So that thing has lasted forever.
I believe it. But she's 5 feet tall, so she has plenty of space, okay?
Yes. So my only concern is that Allie won't be able to fit in my car?
I guess so. This okay. Buy it. Now you're happy. Well, there we go. Been trying to get me off this show for years.
I don't have to drive you anywhere. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie, tomorrow will be at the St. Patty's Day Parade. Yes, it's a week ahead of time, but that's how Milwaukee rolls.
You're damn right.
They do it that way.
St. Patrick's month here.
Well, it's too hard to do it all on the same weekend. Yeah. Like, to do the Shamrock Shuffle, the parade, they realized that it became a mess.
Yeah.
So they had to separate the weekends.
Stretch it out a little bit.
So fine.
Stretch it out
we party a little bit. All the month of March. Whatevs.
Coming for us. By the way, we lose an hour this weekend, you daylight saving timers.
What did I say to you on Wednesday or Thursday? I had no idea the time change was this weekend.
Nope.
Yep, this
I
weekend.
Had no clue. I was like, it's already here?
Yeah. What the?
It's here.
Spring forward,
it's
right?
Here. Spring forward,
so
yes,
we're
you
losing
fall back.
An hour.
Yep. But we gained some sunlight, so the days will seem longer.
Jinx Gibbons for having the same feeling as I do.
That'll be nice, right?
There was nothing more depressing than when you fall back and then it's 3:30 p.m. and you're like, oh my God, it's dark out.
Dude,
this sucks.
I clap when it's light out at 5:30 now. I mean, that's weird, but I'm clapping over that. Hello. Yeah.
I was driving home at 6 o'clock and it was still somewhat light out. And I go, wow, this is a life win. This is great.
And on Monday, that'll be 7. Oh my
God. Great.
Yeah.
So I was reading this article how they have done DNA tests on fish that they sell in restaurants that is not the fish that they claim that it is that you're ordering. So when you're ordering something like
sea bass or something like that that's supposed to be a good fish.
Yeah.
They found in like 1 in 5 of these restaurants that they surveyed that it's actually tilapia or like a cheaper fish, like a way cheaper fish.
Oh my God. Okay, so I wouldn't know the difference.
I wouldn't either.
So if I sat down, you can text into 71037 about this. Would you know the difference of the fish?
Sea bass or sea bass or snapper are the two that they were testing.
I ordered fish, obviously, and salmon I would know.
Yes. So I was going to say salmon is the one I would know.
When I go to like, let's say Red Lobster, I always get shrimp. I know it's shrimp. Okay?
I would know tuna. I know tuna when I see it.
Yes, but like any other like nice restaurant where I order fish with, you know, rice and vegetables. Yes. You know what I'm talking about, one of those places.
Yeah.
They could put cod on my plate and tell me it's bass and I would believe it. I would never know.
Once it's prepared and battered and fried and flavored
even
and everything.
If it's baked, I don't know if I would know.
I wouldn't even know.
Riggs, if it was baked and if it,
I wouldn't
if,
either.
If, it, if they set it out as the plain fish untouched, I wouldn't know. No. Okay?
Nobody, and that's probably why they're doing it. They're like, nobody knows. We can sell it as sea bass.
Wait,
we'll just sell tilapia.
What I find amazing is that they did DNA tests on these fish to prove that restaurants were not serving the fish they were claiming to serve. And what I want to know is, do the restaurants know they're not serving the right fish? Are they in on it?
Maybe,
or are they that just that unaware because of the fish industry?
You think it's coming in from the supplier and they just assume that it's sea bass?
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Also, it's a big deal because pregnant women cannot have a lot of fish or mercury.
Yeah.
So if they are serving women the wrong thing, that's messed up, too.
Also, it's Fish Fry Friday, and I want to know that when I'm getting my damn cod, I'm getting cod and not sea bass.
I think you're fine with the cod and perch. Those are plentiful around here.
Yeah, I think you're getting that, but it's fried. You don't know the difference either, especially with fried.
But I want to know.
You know what? You want to know the good fish fries? Go check out J-Matt, or the guy that's on after us. He did a whole blog on the good fish fries at 1037kissfm.com.
Uh-huh.
Go check it out there, all right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. KissFM.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. We spring forward this weekend for daylight saving time.
Yep.
Spring forward. I just set my head a clock on Saturday. My clock ahead on Saturday afternoon. I do it at like noon just to get ready for it.
I'm just happy.
Good thing I don't go to church. I'd be late.
I'm lucky my phone automatically resets and I don't have a wall clock.
Yeah. You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. What did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
I learned on the show this morning that while Riggs values people's opinions, he's going to make up his own mind when it comes to buying a new car.
Damn right.
And he would appreciate it if you just backed off and stopped bashing every single car that the guy thinks he's going to buy and asks about.
I said I'm going to buy a Jeep, and I had a woman send me a message. She goes, I had four, my parents and I had 6 Chryslers, and they all broke down. I go, was one of those a 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee, like the one that I'm getting? And she said, well, no. And I said, all right, then.
Uh-huh.
I'm worried about my car, then.
Damn it.
But I do value opinions. I'm just going to take them with a grain of salt.
It's like when you name your kid.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you don't tell anyone.
Exactly.
Because you don't want to hear their opinion.
Nope.
And you're like, I'm good.
I did my research. I'll be all right.
So Riggs learned a good lesson this week.
I did.
Damn right.
A hearty lesson.
Gibbons,
following
your soul. What was your good news this morning?
My good news this morning was about the parade that we are in.
Yes.
Tomorrow, the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yes,
that's
at noon,
right.
Noon downtown.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's what I learned on the show today. Gibbons claims he has a green wig.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this at the parade tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to see it. It's like a clown, like the clown rainbow wig, but it's green. It's badass. It's bitching, and we'll be seeing it tomorrow at the parade.
It's at noon downtown, the St. Patty's Day parade. So
wait, is it? This is randomly off topic. Is it supposed to be windy tomorrow? Because I
have no idea.
Oh, man.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, God, now
I'm
scared.
Get some tape.
Yes.
Tape will fix
just
it all.
Just weave it
in. Talk to a drag queen, and I mean that. Yes. They know all the tricks to keeping your wig on.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely mean that.
I learned that Allie enjoys pushing my buttons. She knows that I put things in a certain way on my desk. But still, when I'm out of town, we'll go and move things on my desk just to make me insane.
Yeah. There are things you do to people that really genuinely can break them.
Yes.
But messing with the stuff on Riggs' desk is just damn funny.
You ended me, yes.
Can I add something extra to what
no,
I learned
saying
today?
It doesn't break you. That's why it's funny.
Go ahead.
I learned how Riggs will be spending his Friday.
Finding out what the hell she touched on my
combing
desk.
Combing through every inch, every nook, and every cranny of his desk.
While Lysoling it.
Uh-huh.
With wipes.
100%.
Like a psycho mom.
And then I know what Allie's doing tomorrow. She's going to come
messing
here
with his desk.
Just on the weekend, just to piss him off.
No, I'll be right back. Not coming in. I'm bringing my kids in. I'm let them touch everything after they pick their
nose. Oh my God, you're
Jesus
evil.
Christ, no.
I'm kidding.
You're evil.
I'm wrapping my desk in bubble tape right now.
Hey, kids, want to pick your nose and go touch Riggs'
desk?
Oh.
No. Bubble wrapping my whole desk.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.